The Basement is Dead. The Sydney Institution, specializing in live jazz for 45 years, has announced that this is going to be its last week. The reaction from Sydney musicians and audiences has revealed just what the venue meant to the city. But its sudden end has also again revealed just how hard it is for Sydney live music venues to stay above the water in the current late-night economic environment. I'm joined now by music critic and co-host of The Right Note, Bernard Zuhl, to discuss The Basement's legacy and what its demise might say for live music in Sydney. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So, Bernard, there was a lot of sadness and anger at this news. What did The Basement actually mean in Sydney's live music scene?
Well, it was one of those rooms where a lot of experiences, new experiences, were formed. While it began as a jazz venue, and in fact began a little further up the road from its current home, where it's been for about 20 years now. It began as a jazz venue, but in the past decade or more, it's actually been a place where you could see all kinds of music that wasn't going to fill a large venue in the city. And so people learned some jazz there originally, where you got to see some of the good musicians in town playing funk and soul and folk and country, and got to see some international artists who maybe wouldn't have been here or might have skipped Sydney altogether because they couldn't find room that would suit their audience.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose on this closure of smaller music venues, you know, like The Basement, and like, you know, we had Lansdowne closed down, reopened recently, but so forth. What does this say about Sydney's music scene? It's currently flip-flopping back and forth on, you know, whether it's healthy or whether it's not. Where do you think it stands?
It's not healthy, but it's not dying. It's in many ways better than it was a decade ago. There are a whole lot of issues now, including the early closure and the enforcement of lock-ins effectively. But compared with where we were 10, 15 years ago, when the pokies were taking over and driving out what seemed to be almost every venue that was possible, we're doing okay in Sydney. It's just, you wouldn't call it healthy because too many places are living precariously. Running a venue is a precarious business at the best of times. So you're always just a couple of bad weeks of gigs away from going under, it seems. But we shouldn't forget that there are still newish venues around, that there are still places that are opening, and the possibility of things happening in different parts of the city. Not the suburbs, but the city.
And is there a reason to be optimistic given the reopening of places like the Lansdowne Hotel? Does that sort of, you know, give some hope for these kind of venues?
Yes, the Lansdowne and some of the smaller, tiny venues around Marrickville. I mean, that area is looking like it might turn into a precinct, a music precinct. Some of the council is pushing the idea of that being an area where you can develop new venues because it doesn't have a lot of residential areas right on top of some of these potential venues. It's a semi-industrial area, so there are places where you can play without having to worry about having the music quiet by 11 o'clock. So there's great possibilities there. I mean, the really sad thing about music in Sydney is that once you get outside the inner city, there it's depressing and it's essentially dead for fresh music, for original music.
Right. So the problem is not so much inside Sydney, but in its surroundings.
Yes. We can be positive about the fact that there are efforts being made to create venues and to create an environment, both legislative and social, to encourage music. But we forget, I think, that while The Basement closing is a sad thing, what's really sad is that and this is an old man talking, but, you know, 30 years ago, you could, 40 years ago, you could see music without having come into the city. You could see it 7 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't come into the city, if you don't make the effort to get to those, say, dozen venues within 10 kilometres of the CBD, you're not going to see music.
And is this part of like a wider problem, or is that a Sydney-specific thing? Do you think that this is sort of a trend we're seeing for some reason everywhere, or is it just specifically the situation here?
Oh, it's a trend everywhere. Even Melbourne, which has the reputation of a city that encourages music and has a lot of small venues, and we're not talking out of suburbs. We're not talking the kind of places where you don't have to make a trek in to see. But Sydney has it worse in the sense that it was bigger. And as big as it was, when it crashes as it did a decade or so ago, it's quite dramatic. And we're building up from a low base. So even though it doesn't look great, it's not too bad. It's just it's a constant vigilance, actually, we have to apply to this, both in terms of making sure we go to venues. Because this is the other thing about the basement. People say, oh, it's terrible, it's sad. But I don't know, how many times have they been there recently, some of these people upset by it? And people saying this is where they saw jazz. Well, actually, jazz has been played in a couple of other small venues in Sydney. Are people going to see them, or are they sitting there saying, I saw jazz at the basement, and it's really sad, but I can't remember the last time I went to see live jazz.
Have you, Bernard, do you have any particularly fond memories of the basement yourself?
Yes. Look, I am not a great fan of the room itself. It was a very uncomfortable room when it was crowded, and you weren't one of the people paying a ridiculous amount of money to eat ordinary food at the tables, which are near the stage. The rest of us were squeezed up the back. On the other hand, I've seen some great things there, that intimate shows and places, shows that gave you a chance to feel the intensity of an artist without having to have it cranked up to fill a big room.
Right. That sounds great. Well, I mean, thanks very much for joining us this morning to share a little bit more about the Sydney music scene. And hopefully, you know, we'll see it continue to bounce back from, you know, the crash a decade ago. Thanks very much, Bernard.
Pleasure.